And as usual, we are awaiting any kind of a home improvement question you may have, either by phone or by text. 651-461-9226. We'll get you either that phone call or the text message to Andy Lindis. Andy, good morning again. Happy New Year to you guys at Lindis Construction, your family, and our listeners certainly as well. I hope it was a safe and happy one for you, and it is so far.
Yes, sir. Starting off great, as always, and looking forward to an even better year than what I just had. And I can tell you, this past year was one of the best ones we've had at work. We've completed a lot of projects, a lot of happy customers. I had a grandbaby, so I don't know how 25 is going to beat 24, but I'm excited to see what we can do to make it happen.
Well, that's great. I wanted to ask you, too, it was such a good year for Lindis. What were people asking about? What projects did people have in mind? Maybe what was the most common? Was it windows, siding, roofing, insulation? What was it? If there was a pattern.
If there was a pattern this year, we installed more gutters than we have in a long time. If you recall, we had a pretty wet spring, led to not a lot of moisture during the summer months. I think we went like almost 70 some odd days without any rain. But up until about June, it was pretty rainy. So our phones, the amount of wet basements we were dealing with customers and people having issues, we went 10 weeks out on leaf guard pretty early in the year and stayed there most of the season. So leaf guard was a big thing in 24. Not a ton of roofing, just not a lot of hail that went through. And we've done a lot of roofing in the last 5 years. More windows than we've ever installed, and siding, full big siding projects. We did some really cool siding projects where we mix and match a variety of materials and really added some curb appeal and weatherproofing to people's homes. And, of course, outdoor living is always booked solid. Like when decking, porches, yeah, things of that nature. Right now, that division is busier than we've ever been.
Speaking of porches, what's a typical size that people want to get Lindis to complete? How big of a room are we talking about?
You know, what's your room there, Denny? About 10 by 16?
I don't think it's quite that big.
Yeah, so I would think a little bit bigger than yours. So like 10 by 16. I think is the average three-season porch that we do. We had some decks, though, that, you know, you're talking 1,000 square feet of space added on some of these places. And if you're anything like me, when the weather allows, that's where the family is.
And I think over the years, and we've talked about this, and when Luke Panic is on as well, but we never, at least rarely, get questions about, hey, I got to stain my deck. What do you guys recommend? Or how can I bring back the color? We never hear questions about that anymore, right?
You know, we don't. And if you recall, it seemed that every week when we first started doing the show, I don't know, 20 some odd years ago, that every week we were answering that question. And the amount of gallons of Penifin and Sick and Stain that you and I have probably helped sell over the years is astronomical. But you're right. We don't get that question at all because everyone's lives are busy. And if we can eliminate one thing of home maintenance, not that it's maintenance-free, you still have to clean your deck. And there's still drawbacks on certain, you know, composite materials out there. They can frost up. They get a little bit hotter than normal decking. Everyone but the millboard, which is a cement-based product, has issues. Millboard's the only one that I've used as composite decking that it doesn't have some type of drawback. And as far as aesthetically pleasing, is the close to look of wood as you're going to get is that millboard brand.
Yeah, it's great. I'm sure people who have had Lindis complete a deck with that stuff. I mean, you can go out and relax and enjoy it. You don't have to spend hours, if not days or weeks, working on that. A listener, I don't want to forget about our listeners either. text or call 651-461-9226. Listener says this, Andy, when you are estimating costs for replacement windows, what constitutes a single window? For example, texter says, I have a bay window in my kitchen that consists of a slider in the middle, two single panels left and right, but above them are three small rectangular windows. Would that count as six or three? That's a good question.
That is a good question. All depends on if we're going to make that window as one unit. If we can, we will. You might have to use mull strips on those dead lights up above. So you might be looking at what would be four windows, but it might be three dead lights mulled together, and then you mull the dead light to the top of the slider window, so it might only be two units. So you have six panes of glass, but I'm guessing it's going to be two units that are installed. So it's that'll save some money as well when you're looking at per unit. I would look at that as like two units when you're trying to ballpark it yourself.
But if I was that listener, I would have Linda's come out and talk to them about it, do the measuring and all that, and then you've got, you know, that free visit, and then you've got probably a great idea or two about what to do with that, right?
Yeah, and one thing that we're going to do is, you know, we're going to do a 3D model of your home, and that's going to give us every single opening that you have. So we'll have the ability to price out all of the windows. And if you're like most of our customers, 90% of our customers, Denny, and that's no exaggeration, and it's a little bit over 90%, don't replace all of their windows in their home. There's a lot of times, like if I look at our schedule, I'd be willing to bet right now that we're going back to a lot of houses for the second, third, or fourth time. You don't have to replace them all. Replace what you can afford, what is bad now. And we can, you know, put you on a 5-10 year plan as you can replace the windows, we will. So in 25 openings can get pretty expensive for most people. It's, if you replace all of the windows in your doors in the average house in the Twin Cities, a price of $30,000 to $40,000 isn't out of the question. In fact, I've seen some over $100,000 where, you know, 25-year-old home, and this is again why I despise builder grade materials, windows should last longer than 20 years. They just should. And when you're working on a 20-year-old home and they got to put in over, you know, $100,000 into it to replace every door, garage door, service door, and window because they're all falling apart, that's kind of breaks your heart a little bit.
Well, I should say, and windows are not cheap. Good stuff lasts a long time and it's worth it. But, yeah, that's a good point, that you don't have to do a whole bunch of windows, and we talk about that for years. I tell you what, we've got callers, we've got texters. I'm going to alert Tom there in River Falls. Hang on, we're going to take a quick break. You're going to be first up here when we come back. If you have any kind of a home improvement question, we'd love to hear from you, either by phone or by text, 651-461-9226. Denny, along with Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction, here on 830, this is WCCO. It is the first Saturday of a brand new year. We're in the midst of our home improvement show. Denny Long, along with Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction. We'd love to hear from you if you have any kind of a home improvement question, of course, either by phone or by text. 651-461-9226. We'll get that done for you. Andy, we promised Tom in River Falls he would be first up here. I hope he's still there. Hi, Tom. What's your question for Andy?
Good morning, guys. I put in an addition, I would say probably 20, 25 years ago, and I had Anderson windows put in with a crank out. Now I notice that the glass has collapsed in every single one of those windows. I know the warranty has expired, but I have really two questions. First of all, can I just replace the glass, or do I have to replace everything? And that's my first question. And my second question is, are there any window companies out there that have a lifetime warranty? And I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
All right, Tom, thank you. What do you think, Andy?
the definition of lifetime is the part that you really have to look into. There are some window companies out there that you can get lifetime warranties, but they do that because they're going to change their name, or they've done the math on how fast people move or whatever, or they're only one time transferable. So that typically is going to take you into that 25-year range. What I look for is in that 20 to 30-year range, somewhere in there, a warranty that's going to cover everything. And that's why I choose the window, the Infinity window by Marvin. Now, when it comes to your windows that you have there, the glass pack may or may not be able to be replaced. If you're in River Falls, if you head out to the freeway, somewhere between Hudson and Baldwin, there's a company called Arctic Glass. They make glass packs. And if you talk with them, you can get some pricing on replacing just the glass packs. Or you can get a hold of Anderson and talk about ordering all new sashes. And that's the moving part. So the frame is good. Now you just need to order a new sash. You're going to have to get it stained to match. But by the time you go through that expense, it makes sense to start replacing the windows, I think. So check all those things out. But as you're doing that, I would get an estimate on replacing what it would be on a full flame replacement window. The glass collapsing, I'm not quite sure what that means. I'm guessing, though, that you're getting some rot. So the glass or the sash is sagging. I've seen that a lot where, like, oh, goodness, we open this window, the whole sash might fall out. I've seen that more often than I care to see. But 25-year-old windows, depending on the grade that they could be repaired. We've done repairs. We do repairs. But replacing all of the glass packs in a house can get expensive. So make sure you're looking at all the options.
Boy, I believe that customer would be great for Infinity, my Marvin. I think he'd love those.
I haven't found anybody that doesn't like their Infinity windows yet.
Great product. Great.
Denny, the way I judge building materials is on the service calls that I get. And we just don't have any catastrophic failure whatsoever when it comes to the Infinity product, whether it's the framing material, the sash material, the glass, the spacer, any moving part. I haven't had any claims. And that goes with the Ultimate window by Marvin as well. Like, we have a cabin on Lake of the Woods, and this is about as far north as you can get in the continental U.S. And those windows are 25 years old. It was top of the line Marvin windows. We're up near War Road. Of course, it's going to be Marvin up there. But those windows are like perfect still. Like you wouldn't even think about replacing them.
All these years. What a product.
Yeah. And I can get Infinity windows pretty cheap and then can install them myself. And it hasn't even crossed our mind to replace those windows up there yet.
And another thing that we don't talk about, and I was talking many years ago on one of our CCO Good Neighbor tours, somebody was commenting how great the hardware that Marvin uses. And would you back me up on that? I mean, this guy was just raving.
Absolutely.
This is the best hardware anywhere.
Yeah, anybody that dealt with casement windows, which most people call crank-out windows, knows it's only a matter of time before that handle to be stripped out, or the set screw is going to come out, and then you're going to strip that handle out, and then it's just a window. Next thing you know, you got a vice grip you're putting on the thing, and now all the gears are so hardware goes a long ways. It's just one of those things. You can cheapen up a window. And there's plenty of places to get cheap hardware. But when you start to look at the manufacturing of building materials, there's less and less manufacturers, meaning a lot of these parts that the manufacturer is using are all coming from the same spot. Glass is coming from Cardinal. The spacer system's coming from there. The hardware is coming from there. But here's one thing that's always in common. When you look at the top-of-the-line windows that every manufacturer makes, let's take the big three here, Pella, Anderson, Marvin, there's a difference in their top-of-the-line windows versus their builder-grade materials. Like, every one of those manufacturers, I can't remember what Pella calls their, what their used to be the designer series, Anderson, their 400 series, and the ultimate window by Marvin. Every one of those windows, I have customers that have in their homes that are over 20 years old and working 100% fine. Now, those windows, when you buy them, are only maybe 20-30% more than their bottom line window. But think of what that does. You spend 20-30% more on the front end to get, what, double the life? Some of the builder grade materials out there, I wouldn't have in a home longer than 10-15 years. So you know, when only time I ever recommend them is somebody's like, hey, I have to put brand new windows in here. This is all I can afford. This is it. And usually, unless I, you know, get in a weak moment, usually I look at the customer and say, you're gonna have to find a different contractor, because I do worry about, I don't want somebody calling me 15 years from now and saying my windows are failing. And that's I think that's the most important part of my job. One thing I'm never dealing with, I never get those phone calls from my parents' customers. You know, when the stuff that we installed in the late 70s, early 80s, 90s, those I'm not dealing with a catastrophic failure of building materials, because my dad and mom always looked at that. It's the reason why we got out of certain types of roofing. The reason why we got out of certain types of paint lines. It's because there was a warranty claim, and the warranty didn't cover the costs for the customer. And now almost everything that we offer at Linus Construction, the warranty is so bulletproof that if something does fail, there's going to be zero out-of-pocket expense to the customer. That's really, really important to me.
All right, Andy. Yeah, good stuff. I'm getting a bit of a signal here. Let's do this. Let's take a break, have a look at that forecast, come right back. We have more texts, more questions to get answered. If you do have a home improvement question, we'd love to hear from you, either by phone or by text, 651-461-9226. Back with more after the weather here on News Talk 830 WCCO. And we're back with this portion of our home improvement show, presented, of course, every week by Lindus Construction. You want to get in touch with those folks, 844-9-LINDUS. Call them this coming week if you have a project in mind, 844-9-LINDUS. Speaking of phones, Andy Lindus, we have James calling in from Chanhassen, I believe, this morning. James, thanks for calling and hanging on. What is your question for Andy?
So I do have a question. First, I wanted to share a personal experience I had with collapsed glass with the Anderson windows. And while under warranty, I had a problem with frost developing, on the inside of the panes. And it turns out that the sashes had developed a pinhole leak. And the inert gases started to leak out, which created a vacuum between the panes. And so the panes started to pull together. And okay. And they're closest together in the center. Anderson gave me the option of either them coming out and drilling a hole, you know, in the side of the sash to equalize the pressure and leak out, let the argon gas leak out, or else I could replace the sashes myself, which I did. There were a number of windows, and they came out and verified they had a glass thickness laser that measured the collapsed glass. So that was my experience. But I do have a question. One of my casement windows, the crank seriously frosted over, and I looked to make sure that the seal was fine between the sash and the frame, and that looked fine. So I'm a little bit mystified as to, you know, how this crank can be frosting over as bad as it does.
There's obviously, it's a colder surface than it should be. That's why the frost is happening there. Warm is meeting cold, and that's where the condensation is coming. So it's got to be coming from somewhere, but it's only on one crank. And I would look on the exterior edge of the window on the caulking sometime, especially if it's, you know, where the predominant wind's coming from. If cold air is getting underneath there, that can be an issue. I've also seen it before where we've talked about stack effect on certain walls. So in your attic, and windows get replaced because of this all the time, Denny. People think it's their windows that are leaking air, and it's not. What's happening is as we turn our furnaces on and they're running more and more on days like today, it's going to push that hot air up into your attic. Well, that means if you don't have good enough ventilation in your attic, where the that cold air is going to have to go somewhere. A lot of times it's going to come down your walls. And that's where people like start feeling drafts coming out of their outlet, around their trim. That cold air is coming down. It can get to one of those components on your window and make that the handle is metal. So it can get a little bit colder. So I'd be willing to bet that cold air is coming in from somewhere, either your attic or from the exterior of your home. And that's where I would start.
Yeah, that makes sense. Good luck with that. Boy, we've got a bunch of text as well. Here's another one, if I can find it. This texter wants to insulate my concrete block basement that was built in the 1960s. There is no water leaking issues. What do you recommend?
Insulate. Is it like an exterior wall that's not on the ground?
I don't know. It doesn't say. It just says they want to insulate the concrete block basement. So how would you insulate?
If you're gonna fur out the wall, you can insulate. You could insulate it that way. But I'm not sure that that's necessary. I would want to know what type of heating you're gonna have in the basement. But typically, if you're going to be finishing it off, it's one thing, but I wouldn't just be slapping insulation on the wall. I would be finding out what's happening there. Again, the rim of your house is one of the leakiest spots on a lot of homes. And I'd look at like insulating that area before I would insulate the basement wall.
And the definition of that is what basically where the house meets the foundation. Isn't that what you're talking
about? Correct. Yep.
Okay. Here's a good question. How do you seal old ceiling can lights to prevent heat loss?
That is a good question. We have specific Thermax boxes that we install over the top of them in the attic space. Now, the new ones are sealed a lot better, and they're LEDs. They don't produce nearly as much heat. But it's a really good question, because if you go up in your attic and you take infrared imaging and the can lights are on, it's amazing how much heat's coming up. They have led to ice dams on numerous occasions. They've been the biggest culprit. Not only is it the heat that the can lights themselves create, it's the amount of air that can go up into your attic through that can light. So we put this box over the top, and then we spray foam that box to the ceiling. So it really is sealed completely, whether the can light itself is creating heat or it's also going to stop any of the air escaping up into the attic. And that attic air sealing is probably the most important thing to do when it comes to making your house more comfortable. I find that attic air sealing to be a bigger problem in most attics that we inspect than the actual R value of the insulation. Meaning, if I get up into an attic and it only has an R30, would it benefit from an R50 or 60? For sure. But more often than not, the biggest culprit of energy loss is the amount of air that's allowed to travel into the attic. Not only from when it comes to energy loss, you're talking condensation issues, mold issues, ventilation issues, wood rot. A variety of things happen from warm air escaping to your attic. That's why it's really important to seal things like can lights, false soffits in kitchen areas, your attic access area, any perforation in the electrical dumps, plumbing dumps, where the chimney is. All of those areas are suspect to people like me, because that's where we're going to look to see where the air is coming up.
Now, what do you call those boxes that you put in the attic over the can lights?
We use a Thermax box. So Thermax. It's a tin. It's a basically a tin back foil foam that you're going to be putting over the top of the can light. They make them specifically for can lights.
I think that's exactly what the Linda's crew did above our kitchen where the can lights were, as I remember
taking
a peek up there when the guys are working. Yeah, what a difference. Totally
and
different.
If you recall, one of your can lights was different than the rest of them.
That's right.
Meaning one can light wasn't a light rated to come in contact with insulation, meaning that's it could right. have been a fire hazard. And we were able to recognize that when we were installed and replace it with the proper can light. And then do the Thermax boxes over the top. And it's not an uncommon thing that we see. Especially on DIY additions or, DIY three-season porches that have been put on. It's just one of those things, any can light's a can light, right? Well, until you know. or cause an issue, sometimes that's not as obvious as it should be.
It was several years ago, and just day before yesterday, I was looking at a video of that very point in that construction project. Funny you should bring it up. Here is our phone number. It's also the text number, 651-461-9226. Bear with me here. This text goes a few different levels, so I'll just have to piece it together. In the spring of 2024, we got 10 new windows from a well-known company for our second level, bedrooms, bathrooms. They are now frosting over on the bottom side, inside. We have both water and actual frost. Why? I've called them. They can't send anyone out till February. They're wood inside, so I'm stressed about it. I've tried fans by the windows, a dehumidifier, and so on. The home is stucco, and not sure if that matters. What should that homeowner do, Andy? They're waiting.
You know, this is one of my biggest pet peeves with the test ratings on windows. Things like the condensation rating, solar heat gain, air infiltration rating, the bare minimum is only what's ever listed. I want to know what the actual rating is, and I want to beat the bare minimum. That's just as long as it meets the standard of 0.03, whatever the ratings are in those, that's what gets put on the sticker of the window. I'd like to actually see what the actual rating is. My guess is there's something wrong with the glass pack of these windows, because if you're running a dehumidifier and if you've got the humidity below 30%, there's no way they should frost up. On the coldest of cold days, they shouldn't frost up on brand new windows from a reputable company that, mind you, I don't know how reputable a company can be if they're going to take 4 weeks to get out to somebody that's having an issue.
Exactly.
But
yeah,
that's neither here nor there. I'd ask those types of questions, and reviews go a long way. So, you know, knowing, you know, not to play hardball, everybody has some issues, but you're running a fan, you're running a dehumidifier, you're keeping the drapes open, and you've got standing water on wood windows, I'd be alarmed. That's going to wreck the finish of that window and cause rot of that window. And I can only imagine how much, you know, extra energy you're spending on windows that are less than a year old. I would be willing to bet that something happened during the manufacturing process with the glass pack and there's no gas. Similar to what that, and I've heard that fixed before, drilling another hole to equal out the gas and let all of the argon escape so there's not a vacuum anymore. The argon is what makes that glass insulated. So that doesn't make any sense to me either. As a warranty fix, and that, mind you, that was a warranty fix.
Yeah.
Pretty
strange.
It should be. We're going to, for us, if that happens, we're going to come out and replace that sash for free.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do, and we're going to be there faster than 4 weeks.
Okay, Andy, hang on. Quick break in is in order. We'll be back with the remaining texts if we can have time enough to get to them. Here on News Talk 830 WCCO, where the temperature now is 1 degree above. We may see 9 above later today and about 11 above the high tomorrow. Stay with us here on 830 WCCO. And welcome back to the remaining minutes of our home improvement show presented by Lindus Construction. Yeah, you want to get in touch with them this coming week, 844-9-LINDUS. Easy number to remember. Andy, we've got a couple of minutes to go here. Let's see how many folks we can help out before you take your leave. This listener has water damage to a wood laminate flooring. The seams have raised a bit, they say. 10% of the floor affected. You think there's a fix other than replacement?
Maybe. You know, they make those kits that you can get for fixing wood floors, more for gouges and cracks and things of that nature. My guess is you're going to have to replace the damaged plates. Here's a trick, and I've done this with siding as well, or soffit panels that have to get removed, or any type of flooring. You know, you have to start from the trim, so you have to remove the trim. But I would number the pieces on the back of each one of those pieces so you remember the exact pattern that they go back into. So, but you have to start at the edge, and the way laminate flooring is just snap lock, so you should be able to take them off to the damaged area replace this with the planks that are damaged and then reinstall the other ones all the way back out to the wall. It's a floating floor, so you shouldn't have to deal with any fasteners or glue or anything like that. And see how that works. Otherwise, if it's just like some light sanding, you can try that, one of those putty kits that, you know, they make it so you can put the wood grain in and all that stuff. And I've seen some okay results from that, but if there's any type of damage, the nice part about that laminate flooring, it really lends itself to the do-it-yourselfer. Not a lot of tools needed, and it's more like a puzzle than installing, you know, hardwood floor.
Andy, we've got about a minute plus to go, and I haven't asked you yet. Here we are in a brand new month, brand new year. What kind of deals can be had through Lindus now?
75% off labor on the installation of Infinity Windows, the best window you can install in your home, and 75% off installation labor on the solar roofing, leaf guard gutters, and, of course, as always, the free heat map analysis of your home, where we will take a look at all things energy related in your house, your attic, your basement, and try to come up with the best plan possible to make your house not only the most energy efficient it possibly can be, but the most comfortable that it can be as well.
Excellent.
We had some texts that we didn't get to today, Denny.
I'm going to save them, and we'll open up the show next week with them. Plus, I think it's time we talk a little more about insulation. I missed your Channel 4 episode. So let's, among other things, talk about insulation and problems with that and other things as well. What do you say?
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Andy. Have a good week. Andy Lindus will return, next week. And we'll pick up where we left off here. I don't want to leave these textures out of luck. So we'll pick up on where we left off next Saturday morning. So we appreciate your patience. Sunny skies today. We expect highs near 9 above today. Wind chill values, 12, 13 below or so. So bundle up if you're heading outdoors. Now, overnight tonight, we will be dropping to 2 below here in the Twin Cities. We'll have sunshine tomorrow for your Sunday near 11 above. Monday near 14, same for Tuesday. Wednesday maybe 11. So a chilly week. Thanks for listening. Thank you, Ryan, for your help. Right now in the Twin Cities, skies are fair. It's 1 above.